all in the mind, and the mind has to be changed. See, he said, see, when you know that he came, let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus. It was the mind of a king. And when you start reading Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, not from the aspect of the disciple, but from the aspect of Jesus, when you start reading Jesus, studying Jesus, look at what he said. Whether when he was on the mountain, we call it the Mount of Transfiguration, the Bible don't, so that they could recognize it. When he was there, all the things, all of the prophets, all of when he was there with Moses and Elijah, when he told John the Baptist, when he was baptized by him, okay, thank you, now you're finished. See, after that, John the Baptist was finished. There was nothing else he had to do. When they disappeared on the mount, it was that they had finished. And immediately when they disappeared, when Peter was saying, oh, well, we can now make a religious place for you and him and him. We can do three places. And then God said, uh-uh. He said, this is my son. This is my beloved son. This is my son. Hear him. So in other words, now God the king, saying, my king is here in the earth. I was born, Jesus said he was born to be a king. We got to look at his purpose. When you find out the purpose of a thing, then you can find out how to walk as it, or you can find out how to utilize it. And when we take it out of the feely stuff, when we take it out, he says, if you live the life of the spirit, you will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. The lust of the flesh, the way of living in the physical, is through how I see things, how I feel about things. But that's about to change.